Let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline and talk with the voice of the Razorbacks, a buddy of mine. What's up, Chuck Barrett?
Guys, how we doing?
Oh, doing well. We were just talking how nice of a day it is here in Central Arkansas. And how is it up in Northwest Arkansas with the Tennessee Volunteers coming to town tonight?
Well, I think it's going to be good. We had some rain this morning. It's moved out. It's not, sun's been out all day. It's not real warm. I'd still bring a jacket if I was coming to the game tonight, but I think it's going to be nice and big weekend. Fireworks night tonight, and then you guys are talking about Mother's Day on Sunday, and then it's Senior Day Sunday, too, so there's a lot going on.
Chuck, let me ask you this. I've asked Bob Holt this. I've asked a couple other guys this. The Razorbacks, the ultimate goal right now is to end up hosting a regional. Do you think that they've got a sweep or win out in order to host that regional throughout the next six games?
No, I don't think they have to win all of them to host a regional. I think they've got to win probably a minimum of four and realistically maybe five. The thing about it is I think Arkansas right now, when you look at the conference as a whole, Arkansas is a very solid third seed. And unless they fall apart the last two weekends, that's where they'll go into the conference tournament. And, traditionally this league's gotten three regionals. Some years they've gotten four. I don't think they'll get four this year, but I do think they'll get three. And Arkansas is a very solid number three right now. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think a regional is guaranteed, but I do think it's Arkansas to lose right now. I think they've played themselves back into a hosting position, and I think if they win the next couple of series maybe go 5-1, I think they'll get a first-round series at home.
Yeah, and Chuck, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you. What traditionally, does the third-place team in the SEC host one? And then I know earlier when we talked about Ryan Stanek that possibly could be the number one overall pick. What has he done this year to either help or hurt his draft status?
Well, I don't know that he's really helped or hurt it either way, to be perfectly honest. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. He's still projected to be a top 10 overall pick. And, he's a warm weather guy. He's never been a guy since he's been here that's pitched all that well in February and March. And this has been, it's been the coolest spring in the South that I can ever remember. Certainly in the 22 years I've been doing this, we've never traveled around the SEC in the spring when it's been as cold and rainy as it's been this year. And I don't think we've seen him pitch his best baseball yet this year. That may not come until after he signs and he's pitching in the summer somewhere. But he's still going to be a top 10 pick. He's still a guy that if there's always the caveat with the pitcher if his arm stays healthy. But if it does, he's going to get, pardon me, he's going to get paid to throw a baseball for a long time.
Chuck, the Razorbacks pitching staff is the best in the country with a 1.77 ERA. The bats, on the other hand, they've struggled at times to get that timely hit. You think that this weekend series might help that because the Volunteers pitching staff is not that great?
Well, they've been getting timely hits of late. I mean, this is a team that's won, they've won the overwhelming majority of their games going back the last three or four weeks. I don't think it's unique to Arkansas. I just think that's the college game right now, given the way the bat is, given the way the ball is. That's the way it is everywhere. And, Arkansas has been middle of the pack, basically, in the SEC offensively all year. But because the numbers are down, there's the perception that, gosh, we're not any good offensively. The truth of the matter is there's only about five schools out there that think they're worth a darn offensively right now. Everybody else wants to know what the problem is. And it's a tough time to be a hitting coach. But I think you hit on something there that's going to be the key for Arkansas and everybody else. From this point forward, you've got to be a timely hitter. You may be hitting 225 right now, but if you become a timely hitter over the last 6 weeks, you can be the MVP. You don't have to be a 400 hitter over the last 6 weeks, but if you've got a guy at third base with less than two outs, you've got to get him home. If you're an upperclassman and you've got a guy at second base with two out, you got to find a way to scratch out a hit and get that guy home. Those are the teams that are going to win the championships. There's not a team in America right now that can go into this saying we're going to win it with our bat. There's no team in the country that can do that. Now, I don't know if there's a team that can say we can win it just on our arms either. You're going to have some timely hitting. My suspicion is it's going to be like last year. going to be eight teams in Omaha, and there's going to be a lot of low-scoring games, and one team's going to start hitting the ball like Arizona did last year, and that team will win it. But I don't think Arkansas is any different than anybody else right now. They're just struggling to score, and runs are hard to come by. And, you know, the team that gets hot when we get to, you know, first weekend of June, that team's got a chance to play for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, as far as fielding percentage, it seemed like they had kind of gotten over the hump with the errors, and then they had the one costly error not too long ago. But do you see that being a key, too, or do you think we're over that?
I think that is the key as you go down the stretch for this team. And, you know, the error they made against Kentucky was the only error they made all weekend. And this team, since the last game of the LSU series, when they changed the middle of their infield, they fielded at a 976 clip. Now, their fielding percentage was so bad at the start of the year, they're not going to raise it to a respectable number. There are just not enough games left to do it. But I do think that if they can field at a 975 clip from this point forward, I think there's a very good chance that they're going to play for a while. You look at what happened early in the year, the games they lost, even though their hitting was not what everybody wanted it to be, what really cost them those games was giving the other team extra outs. They hit enough to win in some of those games. They just gave the other team extra outs. And I think that's the key for this team. I think with pitching and defense, this team can get to Omaha. And depending upon how well you hit, you might stay there for a while.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, joining us on Overtime right now. Chuck, tonight's matchup features Barrett Aston versus Zach Godley. Aston has a 1.98 ERA. Talk about him and how he's done so far this season.
You know, he's beginning to stretch it out a little bit. I think the thing that they always got with Barrett Aston was a good solid five innings. As the years progressed, he's become more of a six and a seven inning guy. It's nice on a Friday night when you don't have to match up from the sixth inning on, when you can wait to the seventh inning to do that. It makes a difference when you get to Sunday. And Aston's getting to the point now where he can do that. Now, he's been kind of up and down in that regard in terms of stretching it beyond five. But I think that's going to be a real issue as we go forward for him and maybe some of the others, is that, you know, the deeper you get into this and the warmer the weather gets and the more every inning and every batter matters, the more you want your best guys out there. And he needs to, you know, to me, a good outing for Barrett tonight would be a good seven-inning outing. Maybe not have to be pulled in the sixth inning. Maybe not have to be pulled after, you know, five and a third. But get this team into the seventh inning. If you can do that, your team's still in the game, I think he's done his job.
Chuck, I played baseball and I've watched a lot of baseball, and this pitching staff from top to bottom is just absolutely amazing. I'm looking at the stats right now. There's one player that has an ERA above three. You don't see that very often in college baseball when every pitcher is this good.
Well, you never see it. And the truth of the matter is the college game's skewed from one direction too far to the other. I mean, Arkansas has got a chance this year to set an all-time NCAA record for team ERA. Now, this is a really good pitching staff. Is it the best pitching staff in the history of college baseball? I don't know about that. You know, the average ERA, and this is factoring in a lot of bad teams, the average ERA in the last year has gone from just over five to barely 3.5, and it'll be worse than that this year. And the average batting average has gone from about 300 to about 270, which is right about where Arkansas is right now. It's not just this staff. It's uncommon all around college baseball. You've got all over college baseball, you're going to have pitching staffs that are going to set school records for ERAs this year. And that tells you the game's skewed too far in one direction. And I'm not taking anything away from any pitcher on any team. But I think 20 years from now, we'll look back at this era and we'll kind of use some of the pitching numbers with suspicion, because they've gone from church league softball to where, you know, a three-run outburst is a big offensive game. And it's not to take anything away from the pitchers, because to answer your question, no, it is very, very uncommon. Yeah. But unfortunately, this year, there are a lot of staff that have done the uncommon, which tells you maybe it's gone too far.
Would you put that because of the remake of the new bats and over the last couple of years? Because it seems to me like they've deadened the bats a little bit because of the reaction time. I mean, we see Jay Happ get hit in the head with a wooden bat, but if you could imagine the line drives that come off aluminum bats, I think they're deadening them up a little bit.
Well, they've deadened them up a lot, and the ball's different. You know, in college baseball, the ball has a much higher seam, which means you can do more with it as a pitcher. I think what you're going to see next year in college baseball, I don't think you're going to see the bats change, but I think, you know, the big league baseball actually is a harder ball than the college baseball. And I think you're going to see college baseball go to the big league specifications on the ball. They're going to lower the seams a little bit. And I think you're going to see a harder baseball. And you will see more offense in the college game next year. They know it's gone too far. When your cleanup hitter is a sacrifice bunter, it's gone too far. And I think you'll see a change with the ball next year, and I think after next year when the contracts are up with the bat makers, I think you'll see those change too.
Well, there we go. Let's hope. And Chuck, you talking a lot about the pitching. So as we get to the SEC tournament, is that even on the list? I know the coaches, what they'll say, yeah, of course we want to win every game, but do you throw your arms? Do you go out there and kind of lengthen the rotations, or do you shorten it up? At the SEC tournament, how important is that tournament?
Well, it depends on what you're playing for when you get there. For some teams, it's really important. For other teams, it's not important at all. I think the best thing that happened for Arkansas last year, and I'll be very honest, was going 2 and out in that tournament, coming home, getting 9 or 10 days on the practice field. These guys aren't big leaguers. You can't just run them out there every night with no practice and expect them to get better. These are kids. They're 19 and 20, and you got to practice if you're going to get better. And I think that was a big break for them last year. You look at the SEC tournament. You look at the teams that have made the runs. The overwhelming majority of the teams that, you know, under the current format now, with the, that run through this thing and win it, a lot of them lose that next week because it takes everything you got to win this tournament. If you can win this tournament and you're throwing guys that you're not going to be throwing the next weekend, that's one thing. But if you're expending guys that you need to win a regional, it's another thing. If you know, pardon me, if you know going into the conference tournament that you're going to host a regional, there's not a lot to play for.
Yeah, right.
If you'd like to host a regional and you're right there on the bubble, better win a couple of ball games. So it just kind of depends on what your approach is, but I don't think going out early in the conference tournament is the worst thing that can happen to a good team.
Yeah, and I guess if you wanted to have a similarity, maybe like last year with Kentucky basketball team, they knew they were a number one seed. They lost to Vanderbilt in the championship game. They did make it to the championship game, but kind of like that where it doesn't matter as much. If you're a number one seed, you're hosting a regional, the main thing is to get there healthy with the chance.
Well, that's true. But, Matt, you also know that when the game starts, you want to win.
Exactly.
And I've been down there with Arkansas teams that made runs to Sunday, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. And I've made trips with teams that were 2 and out, and we came right back home. And some of those teams did pretty well the next week in the regional. So, you know, you never really know when you go down there. But, you know, once the game starts, you want to win. And you know, if you've got a chance to win the thing at the end, you know, you might as well do it.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Hey, Chuck, we appreciate it. Have a good call tonight. And
all right, guys.
Rest that voice a little bit.
It'll be okay. I've had all week to rest.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks.